This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November of last year. We're talking about Delrata Financial Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol DFCO. And with us today is the Chief Operating Officer and Director of the company, Mr. Fawad Nasser. Fawad, welcome back to the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Everett. Thank you for having me again.
Before we get to the Q&A, just give some of my new listeners just a little bit of a about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Delrata Financial Corporation is a science, engineering, and technology company. And what we do is we provide alternative products and services to what you are normally used to, mainly focusing on accessibility and low to mid-income countries and also developed countries where we can make a worldwide impact in the form of healthcare solutions, clean energy, products and services, along with IT and technology services.
There's no doubt in 2020 that has been a very and was a very turbulent business year and climax globally. How did your company achieve success amid that unusual dynamic, if you will?
Well, that's a loaded question. There's not much we can glean from 2020 outside of just being able to survive. The structure and diversified portfolio that we put together was prior to the pandemic. So that's having engineering solutions in the form of the Liquido machines and our electric generators to our Prakat IT technology services arm. That continue to work extremely hard to make a global footprint for themselves. And then our healthcare division, sanitizing and disinfecting services, along with our cervical cancer screening kits. Having that diversified portfolio and to some extent being global, where we have locations in India, Malaysia, United States, Scotland, it was very difficult because each region was going through their problems, not all at once. If there was a shutdown in EU, United States was able to make some progress. So having that diversified portfolio really allowed us to stay focused on the opportunities that we had in front of us and overcoming the challenges of the other business segments. So where one was dormant for some time, the others were ramping up, and then they would essentially switch spots depending on what each region was going through during this pandemic. We focused heavily on customer service, making sure that every person, prospect, customer, whether it's the end consumer or a business that we were working with, they received the best experience possible. Nowadays, pandemic, you really don't have many opportunities to be able to make a brand statement or keep your customers engaged. And having that exceptional experience across each touch point really helped us sustain our business. And then most importantly, our dedicated staff, whether it was remote, whether it was challenges through lockdown, if we needed to get shipments out, our staff and our employees worldwide really pulled together. And I'm really excited what we're potentially looking ahead to in 2021.
How has the company's vision shifted to accommodate the world's needs right now at the moment? Have you guys done, are you looking to do anything different?
It's interesting that the vision that was put in place about 2 years ago for Delrata is really becoming aligned and coming to, that vision is coming to fruition during this pandemic where we're offering sanitizing and disinfectant solutions to keep businesses and people safe. We still have to treat cervical cancer across the board, regardless of a pandemic or not, because every 2 minutes a woman dies. And looking at pollution and climate change as a big factor moving forward, the pandemic is already causing almost 2 million people, 2 million deaths so far. Pollution kills roughly 7 million annually. And it's something that we don't see. So with our really high efficient, low global warming potential Lakito machines that are in the form of chillers with potentially getting in the game of the vaccine transport and distribution along with cool storage, and our heating and cooling machines that can provide you heating and cooling for a commercial building or an industrial plant, and potentially for residential homes where you're getting 800% efficiency compared to your typical solutions out there, has allowed us to be really competitive during this pandemic. And of course, not to mention our IT services and technology offerings, with everything going remote, the general population relying on technology more and more, our Precog services is a perfect solution right now to be able to help businesses capture and meet their business goals leveraging remote technologies. And then moving forward, we're always looking for additional acquisitions to be able to make an impact globally, whether it's in people's health or producing clean energy or making an experience much more seamless through technology. And we're currently in the process of acquiring a stem cell organization to add to our Dorada Health product portfolio, which is really timely. Just recently, there was a study out that stem cells are have proven to be very promising for severe COVID disease, where patients were injected with stem cells and they were able to recover quite quickly through the stem cell treatment. And we're also looking at potentially acquiring a nursing educational program with understanding that our healthcare system right now is overwhelmed with treating the sick, along with the pressures to do the vaccinations and dosing. We know that our healthcare systems are going to be overtapped for the next couple of years, and being able to provide staffing solutions and healthcare providers on a staffing basis or on a permanent basis will be really beneficial to the healthcare system. So those are the additional two acquisitions that we're looking into.
Now that you got a really good look at the new landscape, what do you see for your company for the next two or three quarters?
Well, what we see is obviously everyone is concerned with safety. Business brand attributes are changing to prioritize safety to ensure that they have an excellent customer experience model in place, because you can lose that customer fairly easily. There's less patience. Loyalty will be much harder to win over for a brand in the coming years, just because of the amount of competition that you'll be faced with in terms of making sure that you provide a seamless experience. What we know is that budgets will be tight. Business needs to continue to run. And what we're doing is making sure that we provide custom solutions. So instead of selling hand sanitizer and a surface cleaner, what we're providing is a safety solution where we go into a business and we assess their needs, their staff needs, their customer needs, their concerns, what keeps them up at night, and how can we help provide a holistic solution, not just to address you sanitizing your hands or their guests sanitizing their hands, but to give those customers and the employees peace of mind. In addition to that, through our other business segments, we're looking at how can we help businesses save money and be able to continue to meet their business goals. So through our energy solutions, we're bringing in a comprehensive package where you can take the heating and cooling machines to produce your heating and cooling needs, in addition to providing a generator that can give you backup electricity in the case of power outages, or a generator that can be portable for vaccine transport, for example. So we're looking at ways to ease the overall experience worldwide. We know that everyone is stressed. We know everyone is to some extent very concerned in terms of what the future holds. And when you work with Dorada, we try to be part of your business and give you a solution that's going to help resolve some of the challenges that you're having during this pandemic.
Well, I got about 40 seconds left, and I want to get to two questions real quick. One, for innovation-driven companies and investors looking to align themselves with your company, what's the best way for them to connect?
You can connect with us at inquiries@dalrada.com. That's inquiries@dalrada.com. And you can always go to dalrada.com to learn more about our company, our business segments. There's a contact form on there and a phone number to reach us at any time.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. I wish you nothing but the best. Stay safe. Hopefully you come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I really appreciate it, Everett. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.